Gracias.
Thank you, Chair Rapporteur. We extend our congratulations. We've lost the sound for Mexico's video.
Perdón, señor presidente relator, ¿escucharon?
I'm sorry. Did you hear the beginning of my speech?
No. ¿Me escucha, señor relator?
No. Can you hear me, Chair Rapporteur?
Gracias.
Yes.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair Rapporteur. We congratulate you for your appointment as Chair Rapporteur to this group. Mexico is fully committed to the full inclusive development of all persons, with special attention given to specific needs of those in vulnerable conditions. Mexico therefore has adopted plans, programs, strategies, and institutional measures to make headway at a national level. Similarly, in step with this position, we have supported and given impetus to various initiatives on a regional and international level to leave nobody behind. Mexico reiterates its commitment to sustainable development, to combating poverty, fighting against inequalities, and we will continue to proactively work to build peaceful, just and inclusive societies. Sustainable development is key to achieving a prosperous and harmonious world. Respectfully and constructively, in this opportunity, we would like to reiterate what we have said in previous occasions regarding the draft Convention on the Right to Development. As a significant number of states, we continue to have reservations on the usefulness of adopting a legally binding instrument on the right to development for the following reasons. First, the right to development is already included in international universal instruments through which we enshrine this right, including the UN Charter, the 2030 Development Agenda, and the Declaration of the Right to Development. We also, secondly, consider that there isn't a distinct legal right that for the right to development that isn't covered in other customary conventional treaties. Thirdly, Mexico believes that it's not necessary or appropriate to adopt a binding instrument that doesn't have clear legal viability and which would require significant earmarking of human and financial resources at a time when resources are scarce. We must avoid any duplications regarding the 2030 agenda, which covers a series of concrete commitments that have met with consensus. Therefore, Mexico has supported multilateral initiatives that promote development and is an active promoter of the 2030 agenda for sustainable development. Efforts underway to implement this agenda shouldn't be connected to the existence of a convention. The 2030 agenda is a global framework that is anchored in human rights to which all countries are committed. Finally, we would like to express our concern that of the frequent use of narrative of conditioning the realization of human rights to the economic development of states and international solidarity. We recall that it's our duty to guarantee that all rights and fundamental freedoms are protected and respected, regardless of the obstacles of economic or social obstacles that we might face. Thank you.